The Ministry of Education says the intended demonstration by the Teachers Coalition for Good Governance in Kumasi is a wrong move. The coalition plans to embark on a demonstration because the current energy crisis is seriously affecting their performance as teachers. But according to the Director of Public Relations at the Ministry of Education, Paul Krampa, the coalition should bear in mind that government is working assiduously to address the energy crisis. Mr. Krampa said managers of schools must put in place strategies to work within the period when electricity is available. He spoke to Rita Mpabing Tete.
We all have to allow the government to address the issue holistically instead of actually embarking on strike action. If you embark on strike action, that doesn't mean that immediately you embark on strike action, the issue will be solved.
Teachers and pupils or even students, they cannot do without electricity. And I'm saying that in the sense that teachers have to plan their lecture notes. Students, they also have to study, especially at night, do their homework and all that. And you think they don't have a genuine concern?
Now, you know, the point is that teachers have been trained to adapt to crisis situations. If you are head of a school, let's say in a secondary school, and because of the power curtailment, your students are able to participate in prep. I mean, as teachers, before there are crisis situations, we need to actually adapt ourselves to the situation. Now, if you are a teacher and you are actually confronted with the preparation of lessons in the night, you can prepare your lessons during the day.
What about students who have to do their homeworks in the night?
Those who have to do their homework, they can even, the school can actually arrange so that they do the homework during the daytime. When there is enough sunlight, it can be done. It's not necessary in the night. That's why I stated earlier on that when there are crises, as teachers, we need to actually come up with strategies to address those crises.
Since you are privy to some of these strategies, has the ministry put in place maybe an education forum to inform teachers the next strategy that they have to take in the light of this energy crisis?
No, you know, let me tell you one thing. You know, the teachers, the heads of the schools are all managers. That is why they have been appointed headmasters and headmistresses of senior high schools. So when there are crises, they adopt their strategies to address them. And in fact, a lot of the secondary school have adopted strategies to address this particular issue. So I believe strongly that others can follow suit by actually copying from their colleagues who have adopted strategies to address this education issue.
It is true that managers of schools should come out with strategies to adapt to the current energy crisis. But then, generally, don't you think this crisis can really affect our educational sector as far as output is concerned?
Well, I'm not saying that it has not affected the educational system. It has. But what I'm saying is that when we are in a crisis situation, we need to actually come out with strategies to address the issues. And that is exactly what I'm talking about.
They are telling us that they have no case since government is doing everything it can to address the energy crisis.
Yes.
So they still insist on embarking on the demonstration. What do you have to tell them?
I'll tell them that the issue is being addressed holistically by the government. So we should all exercise patience and then actually see how far the government will address the issue.